You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Grab the crayons and pull out the coloring books. It's time for audio cartoons on the Saturday Story Circle, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Leslie Carrara-Rudolph and Chuck McCann as Dr. Floyd's mother and father.
In our last intriguing installment, that devious deadbeat, Dr. Steve, carried out a plan to kidnap Dr. Floyd. Little did he know that his plan worked too well, and he had not only kidnapped Dr. Floyd, but also Dr. Floyd's father, Dr. Floyd Sr. as well. We now find both Dr. Floyds blindfolded and tied back to back to two chairs in a dark room in the hideous hideout of Dr. Steve.
Dead.
What?
Dead.
What?
Dead.
What?
Dead.
Where are you?
Are you okay?
Yes, son. I'm okay. I'm sorry to get you caught up in this. I don't know who's holding us prisoner, but in my line of work, you make a lot of enemies.
Dad, these aren't your enemies. These are mine. We've been captured by Dr. Steve and Fidget.
Sure, son, sure. Just relax. I'll get us out of here.
I am relaxed, Dad. I'm perfectly relaxed. I'm just trying to get the point through to you that it's Dr. Steve who's kidnapped us. He's my arch nemesis, not yours.
Whatever you say, son. Poor thing. You must be delusional with fear.
Sakes alive!
Just be quiet, son. I need to figure out a way to get us out of here. Your mother and your little friends are probably worried sick about us by now.
And with that, let's not waste any time and go check in on exactly how Mrs. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips are doing.
Well, I can't find Floyd and Floyd Jr. anywhere. I guess we'll have to find something to do till they get back.
Maybe we should go look for them.
Oh, you just bark and bark and bark, don't you, little Chips? Good doggy. Here's another puppy treat for you. Oh, don't get fussy, Chips. Behave like Mr. Beardy Chin. Oh, I know. Let's take the dogs to the new dog park downtown. They can run around a bit and get the stink off.
Mrs. Floyd, I'm sorry, but this just can't go on. Chips is not a dog. She's a robot. Chips is a robot.
Oh, I see. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, that's fine. They allow robot dogs at the park, too.
As Mrs. Floyd and Dr. Graham prepare to take their dogs to the park, let's check in with Dr. Floyd and his father, who are still being held prisoner at Dr. Steve's secret lair.
Of course, I was when I was being held captive in the mountains of Mongolia by the king's secret army.
Uh-huh.
I managed to barely escape using only my cunning, a roll of duct tape, and 6 boiled carrots.
Yeah.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have 6 boiled carrots on you, would you, son?
No, Dad. No boiled carrots.
That's a shame because... Shh! Someone's coming. Remember, name, rank, and serial number only.
Well, hello, my captives. You know, I can't tell you how incredibly pleased I was to find out that I had not only captured you, Dr. Floyd, but your father as well. And how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Dr. Floyd J. Floyd Sr., Doctor of Archaeology, serial number 2 bowls of post-toasties.
Dad, that's not a serial number.
Don't tell a Navy man what a serial number is, Junior. I was eating cereal long
before. But, Dad,
before.
A serial number is something...
All right, knock it off, you two. Please, you'll give me a headache. Fidget? 2 bowls of post-toasties for Dr. Floyd Sr. Are you sure that I can't get you a last meal there, Junior?
I don't want anything from you, and don't call me Junior.
Now, don't be rude, son.
But, Dad, he's...
There's never an appropriate time to forget one's manners, son.
Land of Goshen.
Now, look, whoever you are, I don't know why you've taken us prisoner, but I must warn you that whatever you've got planned will not work.
Ooh, those are big threats from someone who's currently in the situation you're in, Fidget. Put down those cereal bowls and climb up there and remove their blindfolds.
Dr. Floyd can hear Fidget scrambling up to where he and his father are, and quickly, Fidget removes their blindfolds. After a moment, Dr. Floyd's eyes adjust to the light, and he can now see that the chairs that he and his father are tied to are suspended off the ground by a long rope, and below them is a huge vat of bubbling liquid.
Dr. Steve, what on earth do you have planned?
You're so smart, you figure it out, Junior.
Do not call me that.
Hey, manners.
Can it, Dad?
Don't talk to your father that way. That's very disrespectful.
Finally, someone with a modicum of decorum. I apologize for his manners.
Oh, no need to apologize, sir. I live with his rudeness day in and day out.
The two of you... Dr. Steve, what are you going to do to us?
I don't have to tell you.
Actually, you are obligated to tell us your plan.
What are you talking about?
Rule number 345 of the Evil Mastermind Union Handbook states that all evil masterminds must reveal their evil plan to their heroes if they ask, and it must be prefaced with the phrase, "Since you're all going to die anyway, I'll tell you."
What? That's not true, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to look that up later. But in the meantime, since you're all going to die anyway, I'll tell you.
Really, son? You haven't beaten this guy yet?
Dad!
As you can see, Fidget is now lighting a candle that will be placed under that rope. The very same rope holding you two above this 1,800-gallon vat. Now, when the flame burns through the rope, it will send the two of you plummeting into the vat below. Oh, and did I mention that the vat contains 1,800 gallons of... wait for it. Citric acid? You did fill the vat with citric acid, didn't you, Fidget? You gave me such a bad time about it this morning. Now I'd love to stay and watch you two plummet to your doom, but I need to run down to the grocery store. It seems we're out of post-toasties and orange juice for some strange reason, which is funny because I recently purchased 3 600-gallon containers of it from the Super Soggy Sugar Mega Mart. But Fidget drank most of it this morning. Anyway, have fun meeting your doom. Ta-ta!
Dr. Steve and Fidget leave as Dr. Floyd and his father now see that the candle has already burned halfway through the rope.
Son, I'm sorry it's come to this. I'm sorry this is how it's all cut in.
Dad?
You know, I know that I wasn't always around you when you were growing up, and I'm sorry about that. But I was an archaeologist, and archaeologists have to travel the world to make money. I regret not being able to watch her grow up, laddie.
Dad, I think...
No, let me finish. I wish I could do it all over again. I wish I could have been there to read you.
Dad?
Well, I wish I could have been there to see you get your blue ribbon in the kindergarten science fair. Well, at least I get to spend my final moments with you before I disintegrate in a big 1,800-gallon vat of orange pulpy, seemingly freshly squeezed citric acid.
Dad?
I just wish I had the time to take you out and buy you a big glass of your favorite breakfast beverage.
Tell you what, Dad, how about I treat you to that breakfast beverage?
What do you mean?
When this rope breaks and we hit the liquid, start drinking.
Junior, have you lost your mind? You want me to drink the acid?
That's exactly what I want you to do, Dad.
But Junior will...
Just trust me, Dad. When we hit the liquid, drink.
Okay.
Just then, the candle burned through the last little bit of rope, sending our heroes speeding towards the vat of citric acid. They hit the surface with a splash, and the moment they do, they both start drinking in big mouthfuls of the liquid.
My son, this isn't acid. It's orange juice. By golly, it's a delicious sea of vitamin C. My goodness, it's glorious. It's a glorious ocean of pulp and goodness.
Actually, Dad, it is acid. In all his wisdom, Dr. Steve had Fidget fill the vat with citric acid, which is orange juice.
Our heroes are soon standing at the door of Dr. Steve's secret lair, having drank their way to freedom.
Thank you, son.
For what, Dad?
Why, for being the best son a dad could ask for.
Aw, thanks, Dad. You aren't half bad yourself.
Now let's go home, son. I'm sure your mother's worried sick.
Let me just make sure the door is locked here.
You're gonna make sure the door of your arch-nemesis' secret lair is locked before you leave? Why would you do that?
Well, I do have some manners, Dad. And besides, he left his keys over there on the counter. He's gonna have a heck of a time getting back in.
Ah, that's my boy. Do I smell of orange juice?
And with that, Dr. Floyd locks up Dr. Steve's secret lair and leaves for home with a newfound respect for his father. Where will Dr. Floyd's adventures take him next? Where will Dr. Floyd Sr.'s archaeology adventures take him next? And will Mrs. Floyd ever realize that Chips is not a dog?
How come Chips hasn't touched her super soggy, yappy dog food?
She's not a dog.
Well, then have another biscuit.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Hey, who locked the door to my secret lair? Curses, my keys are inside. Oh, well, Fidget, I guess you're going in through the mail slot again. Come here.
Episode number 511 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Chuck McCann as Dr. Floyd J. Floyd Sr. and Leslie Carrara Rudolph as Mrs. Floyd. Visit Leslie at www.spunkinsass.com. This episode also featured Maura Quirk as Chips, www.mauraquirk.com. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco with help from Doug Price. Join our mailing list at www.drfloyd.com/join. That's www.docterfloyd.com/join. Call our voicemail line and leave us a message at area code 818-332-3053. Kids, please get your parents' permission before calling. Episode number 511 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2007 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
This is Jack Ward, and from everyone here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you all safety and protection during the COVID-19 outbreak. Join us as we listen and imagine, and together we'll make it through this. Please be safe.